Hello, can you please tell me what exactly you see on your screen, sir? Okay, no worries. We will help you to solve this issue and will make sure that you never face this problem again in future, okay? So before we proceed further, I would like to inform you that this call is getting recorded for quality and training purposes. So now to help you and to understand the problem, I would like to ask you some basic questions. Alright, so sir, is it a laptop or a desktop? It's a desktop. And what is the make and model of your device? It's a Dell. And how old is your device, sir? Okay. And is this your personal device or a work device? It's a personal device. And are you the only user of this device? Sir, can I keep you on hold for 1 to 2 minutes? Let me just check it out for you, okay? Stay connected. Thank you for staying on hold. Well, sir, I have checked this up for you. What I can see here is a system-generated warning which you have received on your device. Whenever there is a major warning on the device, it gives you an alert, because Windows are made in such a way, if it detects any suspicious activity on the network, it basically blocks your device at that time, okay? And according to the report, it seems like there is a breach on your network, which means your computer has been compromised with some Trojan virus. So that's the reason why the security has blocked up your device for some security purpose, okay? So now I will explain you each and everything so you will be having enough knowledge to help yourself in future, alright? So now to sort this issue and to understand the problem, we will help you to connect your device directly to the Microsoft SQL Server so that we can diagnose your device and check what is wrong in your device, okay? And we'll be able to provide you the exact solution. So now I want you to focus on your keyboard, okay? On the very left hand side of your keyboard, bottom corner, do you see CTRL key, which is, okay. On the keyboard, on the very left hand side top corner, do you see escape key, ESC? Just press and hold the escape key for the next 10 seconds and then release it. And let me know, okay? Okay. So now on the left hand side of your keyboard, bottom corner, do you see CTRL key? Beside that, do you see FN key? Okay. I want you to press the Windows key along with the letter R. R as in Romeo. Just press both the keys together and then release it. Okay. So do you see open? Okay. So I want you to type there www.whiskeywhiskeywhiskey. Dot as in period, U as in umbrella, L as in Lima, E as in Tango, R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha, V as in Victoria, I as in Indiana, E as in Echo, W as in Whiskey, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo, dot as in period, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, T as in Tango. So can you please tell me what exactly have you written there on the box? Okay, now you will see an option below that. You'll see option written as OK, cancel, and browsing. So I want you to press on OK. I want you to click on OK. Okay. So now what changes do you see on your screen, sir? Okay. So do you see a green highlighted box which is written as download? Just click on download. Now you'll see an pop-up on the right-hand side. Open file. See an option written as open file. Just give a click on it. Now what changes you see? Do you see any options written as yes or no? Okay. Just give a click on next again. Just give a click on install. Do you see extracting files? Okay. Just wait for a moment. My name is Emma Wood, E-M-M-A, and my last name is W-O-O-D. So now after this download, just let me know, okay? Do you see any option? Okay, just give a click on finish. Just wait for a moment. Connect your device to the Microsoft SQL Server. So now let's help you with the ID. It's 98825642. And the password, sir? Okay. The ID is 98825642. Correct. And the password is 25124. Correct. Okay. Can you just repeat the ID once again, sir? It's 98825642. Let me repeat it again to you. It's 98825642. Correct. Okay. So can I keep in hold for 1 to 2 minutes? Let me just check it out for you, okay? Thank you.